We do love getting your emails. Here's one we got in from John this week.
It's 33 years since I was first a blind parent, or rather a partially sighted one with enough vision to do all the nappy changing stuff and direct a spoon reliably towards my baby's mouth. For the last 8 months, I've been a totally blind grandparent, and it's a very different experience. Not just because being a grandparent is so much fun with much less direct responsibility, but also because every little task is so much more complicated. I now rely on somebody else to clean up the poo, but I'm still there with the clean nappy and fresh baby grow, and I still have a go at feeding a range of pureed veggies and fruits, but it is very hit and miss, and I imagine little Millie wonders why her grandfather is trying to poke food down her ear or up her nose. People say she has my features and very round face, and if I let myself, I can get quite sad about not being able to see that for myself. But I am very much looking forward to telling and reading stories in the dark and doing all the voices I used to do with my own babies. I am very pleased that my son and daughter-in-law seem to be quite relaxed about handing their new offspring to me to carry down their steep stairs. We go very slowly so she can have a good look at all the pictures on the way down, or at least that's how I explain my extreme care not to do a Humpty Dumpty act. It sometimes frustrates me that we talk so readily about blind and partially sighted people in one breath, because, having been both, I would say there is as wide a gulf between total blindness and useful residual vision as there is between partial and full sight. Maybe that last comment is a bit provocative and not for the parenting topic. With good wishes, John.
Interesting thoughts there from John. Thank you for sharing, John. Appreciate that. Theweeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk is the email address where you can do exactly the same thing.